following the latest on the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller joins us live. Mitchell, it appears most politicians, both Republican and Democrats, with few exceptions, are trying to urge the public to remain calm.
That's true. They include former President Trump, who issued a statement today saying it's more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans. And this afternoon, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro reflected the sentiments of many.
All leaders need to take down the temperature and rise above the hateful rhetoric that exists.
And that's something that's been echoed by congressional leaders from both parties. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey, as well as his Republican opponent, David McCormick, who was in the front row of the president's rally, says, and he was almost on the stage at the time the shots were fired, both saying that they want everybody to calm down and keep the rhetoric to a minimum in this incredibly trying time.
So this begs the question of that person you're talking about, who was almost on stage with Donald Trump. Are lawmakers here concerned for their own safety, especially those who may be going to the GOP convention in Milwaukee or who are doing their own campaigning, perhaps for re-election?
Yes, there is real concern from lawmakers for their personal safety, and there has been for several years now in the wake of various incidents. And January 6th, Capitol Police are providing virtual security briefings today for House members, and they will provide another briefing on Monday. Capitol Police in recent years have expanded protection for some lawmakers in their districts in California and Florida. This has been a big discussion on Capitol Hill. And of course, many recall that House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, when he was a congressman, was shot in 2017 as Republicans practiced in Northern Virginia for a congressional baseball game.
And no doubt Milwaukee, which probably already had very tight security for this GOP convention, will make it even tighter now.
Right. Those who attend the convention in Milwaukee, however, should feel secure, because you can bet that law enforcement and the Secret Service are checking on all the preparations they had already made and making things much tighter. There will be a security perimeter for the convention, as there always is for conventions of both parties. And anyone going into the Fiserv Forum, where the RNC is being held, will be carefully screened. That's a big job, with thousands attending over the next several days and an estimated 50,000 visitors to Milwaukee this week.
Okay, thank you very much, Mitch.
You bet.
WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent, Mitchell Miller.